The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we've been talking about taking care of sick kids, which is a tough job for any parent. But what if the illness that your kid has is the sick of going to school type of illness? Every parent has to learn how to spot a faker.
And that's always, you know, it's not always easy to do. I usually err on the side of keeping my daughter home if she says she doesn't feel well, because I don't want her to spread a virus around or be the kid who throws up in front of everybody at school. But we've all had those situations when we keep our kid home and they miraculously feel better as soon as the school day starts. Yeah.
Yep, been there myself. Usually I can tell when my kids are truly sick because they get a certain look about them. It's almost like you can see it in their eyes. But another trick I learned from my own mother is that if you make sick days the most boring days on earth, your kid is much less likely to fake an illness. If one of my kids stays home sick from school, the rule is they can't watch TV, can't play video games, can't play apps, definitely can't play outside with friends. If they're truly sick, they won't mind a day of rest and reading in bed. And if they're not, they won't enjoy that boring day of doing nothing.
Good strategy. I may have to try that one. If your kid is faking sickness to avoid school, make sure you ask questions to find out if there's a serious reason behind it, like a school bully or a class they're struggling with. For more info on kids and sickness, find us online at nwamotherload.com, where moms click.